This is episode 41 of the Mentoring Developers podcast. Visit us online at mentoringdevelopers.com/episode41.
Welcome to Mentoring Developers, the podcast for new and aspiring software developers, where we discuss your struggles, anxieties, and career choices. And now, here's your host, Arsalan Ahmed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 41 of the Mentoring Developers podcast. I'm really thrilled to have you as a listener, as a supporter, and somebody who believes in our mission, which is to promote diversity, which is to help new people become developers, help them succeed, and to develop this culture of empathy. I think that's very important, and I'm glad that you're on this journey with us. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I haven't really talked about much in the past. Something that I've been thinking about, and I know that a lot of you have been thinking about, is what does it really take to succeed as a software engineer or a software developer? What does it take? There are some people who succeed and some people who struggle. Eventually, I think we all get our bearings, but there should be a way to structure your career, structure your life in a way that sets you up for success, increases your chances for success. So I've had many years of experience, and I've talked to many people through this podcast and outside of this podcast. So I've come up with this idea of the five steps for success as a software developer. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about that in this episode. Before I start, I wanted to remind you that you can go online at mentoringdevelopers.com/episode41, where you can find a transcript of this episode. And you can also go to mentoringdevelopers.com/list to sign up for my mailing list, where you can get these five steps and a whole lot more in an email sequence. You'll get one every 3 to 4 days. And hopefully you'll learn and you'll benefit from my ideas and some of the ideas from some of the top people in our industry on how to succeed as a developer. All right, so let's get started. Ask yourself this: do you dream of making it big in software development, right? You've started your journey, you are now a developer, or you're thinking about becoming a developer, and you feel like you can do it, you're getting the hang of it, but you haven't really succeeded in the way that you've seen others succeed. So do you dream of that? And if you do dream of that, then continue listening. If you don't, then go back and maybe stop this episode and think about what you want in life. And if you're not dreaming big, and if you're not really aiming high, then think about what you really want in life and think about whether this is the right career for you. And I will support you either way. Do you find yourself wondering how you'd go from where you are in your software development journey to becoming a truly successful developer? Do you find yourself scratching your head, trying to figure out how to break into your next higher sphere, right? How to become a manager, perhaps? How to be considered senior? How to be taken seriously in architectural decisions? How to become an architect? How to start your own company, how to become independent, or maybe be part of a startup or become a CTO or a CEO. You have dreams. It's good to have dreams. So here's the reality. Lots of new and aspiring software developers struggle with managing their career. Money is tight. When you are a junior developer or an intern, then money being tight is a fact of life. Coupled with that, you usually don't have a lot of time to learn new technologies. I mean, there are so many new technologies that are coming out in software development. How can you be expected to learn all of them? So it's hard to know what to learn and what to skip. This is true for software developers who have been in the industry for a long time, also for developers who are just starting out, or people who want to be developers. All of us have these struggles, and it's hard to find how to navigate, how to navigate the space and come out ahead. So the question I would ask is this: wouldn't it be great if you could figure out how to make your way towards a rewarding and fulfilling career? A career that affords you a great lifestyle without requiring unreasonable sacrifices from you or your family? So the problem is, most software development is not rocket science, unless you're working for NASA. Sure, some people are naturally inclined to programming than others, but most of us can learn to program computers just like most of us can learn how to do simple algebra and simple math on our own. So we don't necessarily need really deep knowledge. We don't need to understand how everything works and how registers work in processors. It's not important for us to know when we are trying to build websites or when we are trying to build mobile apps. So the problem is, we get caught in this web of information, this web of data. And by web, I mean just this massive amount of information, not the World Wide Web. And we get caught up in that and we can't seem to get away. What we need to do is identify the best way to chart a course. You're going to skip some things and you're going to focus on some other things. And what you focus on will become your specialty. It is the fact of being a developer in the modern world in 2016 and beyond. You will not learn everything. Maybe 50 years ago, you could learn a lot of different technologies in software development. Not anymore. So don't try to be a jack of all trades. Try to learn a few things really well. Now, you're eventually going to need to learn a bunch of different technologies. Certainly, you are not going to just learn one thing, because a complete software system requires different sets of knowledge, different technologies, and you will interact with other people who are perhaps better at those things. But you should know how to work with databases, how to work with websites, how to work with mobile applications. And within each of these spheres, then there are certain sets of technologies that come with it, frameworks and other languages and so much else that you need to learn. You can't learn everything, but you need to learn, for example, if you wanted to build a website using PHP, if that's your programming language of choice, then what's the best way of getting that PHP website to the final state? So that will include, for instance, the code that creates the user interface. And there you have some choices, including some frameworks. Perhaps you want to use a framework, perhaps you don't want to use a framework, and that's a choice you have to make. Then you might have a layer of services. Then you have to think about what kind of services they are. Those services will provide your application with some useful data, some information, maybe third-party services. To perhaps you want to integrate with Facebook or Twitter. Perhaps you have an authentication service that you want to use. Perhaps you want to create your service. Perhaps a service is your product and you are creating a service that others can use. There's so many different ways you can build your software career. Focus on one thing. Focus on one thing, but try to learn about a lot of different things, a lot of different technologies that help you to complete the picture and build a complete application. So you learn a little bit of everything, but you need to focus on one thing, at least when you're starting out. And once you have proven yourself to be really good at one thing, then you'll find that it will be easier for you to get jobs. It'll be easier for you to get promoted. It'll be easier for you to make more money. And I think it'll be easier for you to feel good about yourself, because you will be considered an expert and you'll be sought out for your opinions. Navigating all of that is hard enough. But what's harder is to figure out how to manage your career. How do you get ahead? What do you need to learn? What do you need to skip? Without access to this knowledge and these insights, you might be inclined to drop out and quit. Well, quitting is not a real option. Quitting is fine if this is not something you want to do anymore. But don't quit out of frustration. Don't quit because you don't see a way out. You really want to do this, but you don't know how. Don't quit because of that. There's plenty of help, and we're all here to help you and support you. If you need any help from me personally, feel free to email me at us@mentoringdevelopers.com, or you can tweet at me at mentoringdevs. I love to help people, but I know a lot of other people who love to help, and I can also introduce you to people that perhaps would like to help you if you needed help in a specific way. But the important thing to learn and to understand is that you do not give up. You don't give up. You keep trying. Sometimes you need to take a break. If you're stuck somewhere and you're not able to figure out the answers to your problems, take a step back. Do something else. Come back to it. And a lot of times, just changing that focus, changing the intensity, will give you the answers yourself. A lot of times, when I describe a problem to a colleague or to somebody else and I'm asking help from that person, just the process of describing the problem reveals the solution to me. And it's amazing. So pretend that there is somebody that's in front of you. You can just start talking to the wall. And a lot of times the answer will come to you. So don't give up. And if you're stuck, go on forums, go on Stack Overflow, check out Google, and get in touch with a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, as I said, I'll be happy to help you. So what are my 5 steps to success? Well, I think the best way for you to learn in depth is for you to go to mentoringdevelopers.com/list, sign up for that email list. It's free, and I'm not going to send you any irrelevant information. I'm not going to share your email address with anybody. I just want to help. And you can just go and sign up and you'll get that email sequence. You'll start getting the emails right away. And if you don't, if you have any issues, let me know. But anyway, I think what I think I should do right now is I should just give you a summary so you get a taste of what you're going to learn. I think the emails themselves, the email course is really nice. I think it's detailed. It will have stories in it. It'll have content that I think will help you visualize the issue and the solution that I'll come up with. Okay. So the first step is that you have to believe that it's all possible. Belief. It's easy to say, it's hard to actually do it. But I want you to believe that it's possible. Have a dream and believe that you can achieve it. Why do you think you can do it? You can do it because others have done it and there's nothing so special about them. They're people just like you. It has been done before and can be done again. Second, you need to have some discipline in how you structure your day, whether you're looking for work or you're working in an office. There are specific activities you can perform during the day that will give you the tools you will need very soon. You'll need it as soon as you become a developer, you'll need these tools. And by tools, I don't mean software tools. These methods, these procedures. And if you structure your day in that way, it will set you up for success during your performance reviews. And when you're looking for new jobs, and when you're looking back at your career, you are presenting yourself to somebody. This will give you the tools that you can impress people and impress yourself. I think this is very important. One more thing that you need to do is to make a lifelong commitment to never give up on yourself. You have it in you to succeed. All you need is someone to guide you through your journey. Come to think of it, this is the real purpose of this podcast. I want to help you believe in yourself, and I want to create a culture where not just me, but everybody's doing it, and we all help each other. And we all support each other. The key here is to have empathy. I want to empathize with your situation. And once you have somebody who empathizes with your situation, my hope is that you will empathize with the next person that's coming into our field. And we will slowly but surely change our culture and become more welcoming. All right, the fourth step is getting in the habit of saving small amounts of money every month. Well, you might think, well, what's saving money got to do with software development? I think it's really, really important, especially when you're starting out, because money and finances are your biggest problems. When you're young, when you are struggling to succeed, when you are struggling in your life, money is tight. Money is tight, and I know it. So I want you to start saving money. Not a lot of money, just a little bit of money every month, every paycheck. Set aside some money and forget about it. That's the amount of money, whether you put it in a checking account or a savings account or some other place, but it has to be accessible for you when you need it. So over time, after a year or two, you look at it, it's a sizable amount. If it's in a 401k or in a retirement account, that's fine, but that's not readily accessible, so it's not that valuable, at least for feeling good about your financial situation. Finally, eat well, sleep well, and take care of your health. You can get more details and more in-depth analysis and some nice insights if you go to mentoringdevelopers.com/list, sign up for the mailing list, and you'll get that 5-email course right away. I'll be looking out for that, and I'll be happy to help you any way I can. So that was episode 41, a very short episode. Today we didn't have a guest, we didn't have a panel discussion, because I wanted to talk to you about the 5 steps to success that I've come up with based on my own experience and based on some of the discussions I've had with people over the years. I think they will really help you succeed, and I would love to get your feedback. Email me at us@mentoringdevelopers.com. You can also tweet at me @mentoringdevs. And I'd also be interested in seeing if you could give me iTunes reviews on mentoringdevelopers.com/iTunes and give me a star rating. Tell me what you think. Do you love it? Do you hate it? What do you think about these 5 steps? Sign up at mentoringdevelopers.com/list. And I'll be waiting for your emails. And I'll reply to any emails. If you sign up, you will get emails from me every 3 to 4 days about the 5 steps to success. And then later on, some other very interesting material that I'm working on. You are not going to be spammed, and your email address will be confidential. I'm doing this so that I can find ways to help you. Once you get those emails, you can hit reply and reply to me. The emails will come directly to me and I will answer them. I'd love to get those and I'd love to reply to it and to have you part of the show if that's what you're interested in. If you want to be part of the show, go to mentoringdevelopers.com/join and let us know how we can showcase your talents and how we can feature you as a guest on Mentoring Developers. All right, guys and girls, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and I'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed the show. You can read the highlights and show notes with links on mentoringdevelopers.com/episode and the number of the episode. For example, mentoringdevelopers.com/episode 10 or /episode 25 and so on. Let me know what you think about this episode. If you'd like to ask a question or if you have a comment, you can email me at us@mentoringdevelopers.com. Oh, and one more thing. I really want you to be part of the show, even if you are a little shy. So go ahead and type mentoringdevelopers.com/join in your web browser. This will open a Google form where you can tell me what topics interest you and what dates and times you're available for about an hour or so. Everyone is welcome, and I would be thrilled to get a chance to talk to you. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you at mentoringdevelopers.com/join.
For show notes and transcripts, visit us at mentoringdevelopers.com.